Bring on the new year. There are many ways to greet and dive into 2019. Tanya Pendleton curates our Things to Do segment at WHYY.org. She joins us this morning with suggestions. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer, and I hope you had a wonderful Christmas holiday. There is a lot to do this weekend. Christmas might be over, but Kwanzaa is just getting started. Kwanzaa founder Dr. Milana Karanga is actually here in Philadelphia. He's supporting the 52nd annual celebration of the African American holiday.
So light the candle for Kwanzaa.
And on Friday, West Philly High School is going to host a Kwanzaa event from 6 to 9 p.m. And he's going to be there.
That is really special. I bet a lot of people are really going to enjoy meeting him. What else is going on before we bring in the new year?
How about some basketball? You like basketball?
Mm-hmm.
You know that your home state hosts its biggest high school hoops tournament this week?
I had no idea.
The Slam Dunk to the Beach tournament is happening in Delaware. Now, that tournament has showcased many budding NBA stars, including former Villanova and NCAA champ Dante DiVincenzo, who's now on the hardwood for the Milwaukee Bucks, and Philly native Kyle Lowry, and he's the star on the Toronto Raptors. That's December 27th through the 29th at Cape Henlopen High School in Lewis.
Wow, two great athletes produced from that event, Dante and Kyle. Tanya, what are your picks for New Year's Eve?
Gotta go with the OJs in Atlantic City. They're retiring from performing in 2020. They announced it earlier this year. So this might be one of the last times you'll get to see this iconic group. And they've got deep roots in Philly because Gamble and Huff wrote their biggest hits. They're going to be at the Hard Rock Hotel on New Year's Eve at 9 p.m.
Now we have to get to the fireworks. There's going to be so much going on New Year's Eve.
Fireworks on the Delaware River are happening at 6 p.m. And, of course, the countdown to midnight, there's going to be another fireworks show. The Cherry Street Pier is one of the places on the Philadelphia side where you can check the fireworks show out. They're also going to have live art and art exhibits, as well as two DJs. Keep in mind, their space is unheated, though there will be fire pits and heating stations. So just bundle up if the temps drop a little bit low on New Year's Eve. That starts at 9 p.m., and it's $50, pretty cheap when it comes to relative to New Year's Eve events.
Come to think of it, I've never watched the fireworks from the Jersey side, but that's a possibility.
Yes, you can see the fireworks on the Jersey side from a lot of different places, definitely. But the Battleship New Jersey in Camden has a party going on for both fireworks times. If you come 2 hours before the 6 p.m. time or 2 hours before the midnight countdown, you can have drinks, food, and hang out a little bit and enjoy the show. It's not so bad at $10 just to get in. And they also have a special program for parents and their kids where you can sleep there as part of the first night celebration. But that costs a little bit more.
It might be well worth it, too. The Mummers are going to strut on New Year's Day in Philadelphia. What else can be paired with checking out the Mummers?
Well, the Mummers have been doing that strut for 118 years now. So if you head to the Kimmel Center on Broad Street, you can see them from a much warmer vantage point. They are hosting an event at Commonwealth Plaza from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a variety of activities for children and adults.
And you're just scratching the surface of things to do. I know there's much more on the website.
There are details on all of these events and even more New Year's Eve parties on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
Tanya, as always, thank you for a great list. You've given us so many in 2018, and we look forward to what you have to bring our way in 2019.
Thank you so much, and to everyone, and to you, Jennifer, a happy, healthy, productive, and positive new year.
Forgot and never brought to mind.